Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Hello, welcome to the Half Moon Alignment Meditation and Channeled Activation. The purpose of these meditations and channelings is to help us align within, to connect to our highest source, and to receive from within that which helps us center and ground and align for the highest potential, so we can be with the energies that are moving now and come down on the side of grace. See, half moon is a time when things can go either way. There are divine activations happening in our human blueprint now, helping us align for oneness awareness in very specific areas of our life. It's been an earthy equinox. And in the half moon time, we've got the new that's coming in. We've got the old that's leaving. And we have an opportunity to align with the graceful, the new, and the divine, so that we can be more supported moving through whatever's going on for us. So to be with a meditation, make sure you've got water, that you're comfy, that you're sitting, perhaps even that you can lie down easily if you feel to. And stay with your own experience all the way through. So the words are going to come, there's going to be guidance. The invitation is to follow the guidance like this. If a silent statement feels right, silently make the intention. I shift awareness to my heart center now. Just say it silently and then let go. Have I done it? What should be happening? But I'm in my head. None of that matters. What's important is when it feels right to you, saying that silent statement internally. And that sends a part of our attention where it needs to go. So when it feels right, say the silent intention inwardly, let go of what should be happening and return attention to notice the sensation of breath in the body. Stay somatic. The sensation in the body as a whole. Let go of what the words are saying. There's no trying in this. There's no right or wrong experience. It's you aligning within yourself. And the meditation is just a facilitator. It's just here to support that. So it's a guided alchemical tour of human blueprint. So it's not everything that comes through in this meditation is going to make logical sense to the mind. That's why we say keep attention returning to the sensation of breath in the body. And if you just keep attention returning here to notice that there is a sensation of breath in the body, know that you will be receiving what's for you. Know that that's more than enough. Okay, so if you are in using that chat time to get comfy, let's settle in. Know that there will be energetic transmission in the meditation as well as in the second part of this transmission. Set the intention to receive what's for you in a way that's safe and appropriate. And I always say I open to receive only that which is unconditionally loving and serves me now. Invoke my higher self to take care of all that I receive, storing what's not for me now or later for right timing. Okay, we're just allowing the field to open. So settle down now. Let attention take note of your physical environment, but close the outward facing eyes. And as you do so, you can make the intention to turn the outward facing eyes inwards, to drop the seat of seeing, seat of attention, and the seat of awareness into the heart and center now. So you can just make the silent intention. I rest in my heart and center now. Open to notice that the sensation in the body as a whole, the feet on the floor, where you're sitting or lying, where the body is making contact with what is supporting it in this now moment. Now evaluating that, just noticing, accepting every sensation exactly as it is in this here and now moment. And returning attention to notice the rise and fall of breath in the body, as though you are in a still point here. The breath rises and falls, but attention stays here in stillness. You are still while there is movement. You are the observer of this movement. And breathe together here. Nothing to be achieved. No right or wrong experience to be having right now. Opening to the possibility that as the observer in your heart and center, just perhaps there's information reaching you, not consciously, not the mind, reaching you from beyond the body, as well as from the body. Not trying to notice. Just opening to the possibility that when we're seated in our center, we can open to the field of consciousness that is way vaster than just the extent of our physical body. That just perhaps this is possible. It's just an opener, it just gives permission. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to feel more than we're feeling here. Not trying to notice more than we're noticing here. All we're really with. And as we stay here in the heart and center, we're going to give permission for the sensations that come in the body. I give permission for the sensations that want to move in my body now. Not naming those sensations or judging them or trying to fix them. Total allowing. I welcome all sensations in my body and body field now. Just staying with the breath, that in and that out, the up and the down, your rhythm. I open to allow any emotions that want to move without naming them, controlling them, judging them or fixing them. Just make a permission statement there. Mm-hmm. And we're meeting everything as vibration here, not stories. So physical sensations are a vibration. Emotions, you can meet them and make the intention to meet them as a vibration. Know that each breath carries whatever rises, carries it up and carries it home. So we can make that intention a bit more advanced to let the vibrations that rise as sensation or emotion to be carried on the breath. To let go if that's taking you out of your center and just stay with that in and out. Up and down, lift and drop as the observer of movement from that still point in between the in-breath and the out-breath, right in the center and the heart, this gateway. Likewise, welcoming all thoughts that come. So making an intention to welcome any thoughts that come as vibration. Letting all thoughts be present, but observing those as though we are watching vibrations move, not stories that require our involvement. Giving them permission to be vibrations and to move in our field, and just let the breath take care of everything. So let's come back to that breath. Let go of all those intentions. And as we breathe in, you're invited to move your body a little bit on the in-breath to see if, have a little listen to how you physically feel. Does the body want to open and expand with that in-breath? Very gently. Where does the body want to open and expand as you breathe in? Very softly, see if you can go with that, flow with that. And maybe there is a flowing movement that comes. Not just stay with the breath if nothing comes. Maybe just imagine, using a tool of the mind here, imagination, that with each in-breath, there is an expansion. A little more and a little more. Wherever expansion is welcome. Wherever there is space for expansion. Whatever part of you and your field of consciousness. We're not managing this, we're inviting it. So particular, expansion can feel like a direction. So when you're breathing in, perhaps there is the in-breath and the out-breath, the rise and the drop, but are there other subtle directions? And just ask it. Don't need to have an answer. We're just asking. As your body moves you a little bit, perhaps or lets you know or indicates where do you want to lift and expand. Are there any subtle movements? Trust this inner direction. It's a dance between body and soul, between your higher self and your body, between pure awareness, the I am that you are, being breathed, breathing into, and moving you subtly. So let go of controlling movements as they come, and if there's no movements, allow this to be as it is. And as this little phase of the meditation comes to a close, open to notice if there's anywhere that feels like it's dropping, like it's relaxing, it's letting go and coming to rest. Equally, listen to any places that feel alive and vital. Or simply take note of where your attention is drawn in your body without evaluating or analyzing or needing meaning to come at the same time. That can come later. And now we're just noticing, where is attention drawn in my body now? This is where we allow our attention to be drawn to something moving in our body, however subtle or faint, and open to allow whatever we're feeling, as though we're meeting that sensation as the love that surrounds it, the compassion, the nurturing, the divine embrace of spaciousness. The spaciousness that surrounds all activities that are arising within us. Imagining we are that divine embrace, not the activities, but the love that meets them, understands them, allows them to be as they are and move in the moment. So again, lots of words, but no trying. All we're really doing is allowing ourselves to feel feeling. Just making some space for that in these moments of meditation here now. Okay, coming to rest. Inviting awareness back to the center as though it's reclining here. Part of us is reclining in our heart, the seat and center, the consciousness. Being with that in-breath and out-breath. Knowing we've received readings from all kinds of parts of us and the innate intelligence that knows what's required in the moment, not the human intelligence, but the intelligence beyond, and also part of our human intelligence, just knows. It knows what we've noticed. It knows what's moved. And if we're lucky, if we need it, Maybe we'll get messages delivered to our thinking awareness later. Let's let go of trying to understand too much just now. That really just delimits what can happen here. Okay. And again, I'm going to invite you just to move gently with, let the body talk. You know, really ask, ooh, what would feel good as I breathe in? Where is my body wanting to lean, lift, expand, open, flow, soften? And let the breath turn into a movement so you're not having to think about moving. You're joining up the dots between the more of who we are and this physical I sat here now, letting them breathe together. Just show us what's now, what's in this now moment. Nothing has to be profound. This does not have to be earth-shaking. Just spending a few moments listening inwardly, that's enough. If you want more information, then when the channeling is finished and the transmission ends, I suggest taking a notebook and just stream of consciousness writing, unless you have a preferred way of asking and receiving answers and reading your own Akash. Just take a notebook and let the words come. If you have questions, ask the questions and let the words then flow, and let them be a nonsense at first to take that pressure off so that the answers can find their way through. Okay, so we're really anchoring in the expansions that have been invited in that meditation space. Maybe taking stronger breaths now and keeping the eyes closed. You can give the intention to take a sensory snapshot of how you're feeling on the inside. The innate will bank that. You don't need to hold it yourself. And with the intention to keep noticing how we feel on the inside, maybe tilt the head downwards to notice something very simple like our feet, a small part of our room. And open the eyes while we are keeping that attention on noticing the sensations in the body as a whole, and the breath and its movement. And if when we open our eyes, we lose that inner connection, close the eyes, re-anchor, open the eyes again. And just notice that we can slowly lift our heads to take in more of the room, more of our space that we're in, but keeping that attention inwardly. That somatic state awareness. How do I feel on the inside now? Okay, so thank you for being with that. It was beautiful to have a moment to drop in. I'm very grateful myself because this is my alignment space as well, meeting with you guys. Hey, I've got a hello from someone. Hello, Robert. So this is the next part of the transmission, part two. And for this part of the transmission, this is a channeled energy activation. It may come as words. It may come as energetic channeling. It may come as direct transmission in silence. So just a note on how I would suggest receiving this and being with it for maximum efficiency, grace, and gifts. I would keep my attention inside, like we just did in the meditation, opening to notice the sensation of breath in the body, opening to notice the vibrations in the body as a whole, not naming them, and keeping our attention in somatic state awareness so that when the words come, the mind isn't trying to understand, but energetically we're receiving what's for us, what's appropriate and safe in the moment. And I invoke my higher self to be the guardian of all I receive and opening to transmissions. So this is the activational part. So I'll let you settle into your space while I settle into mine. See and feel the vibrations shifting. I can feel the heart opening that's happening here, and I can feel the presence of. It's actually quite hard to name, but it's very expansive energies. This is why we say keep attention centered, because it keeps us grounded and stable while there are energies that are possibly going to activate and expand what's happening in our fields. Okay. I can really feel the shifting, some of the sticky things that have been leaving over the equinox, and the emotions, old emotions, old stories, and being unwoven, my blueprints. So this is channeled energy work. Just stay with your own internal physical experience. Chahane. Doesn't matter if it's not strong, it doesn't have to be. There's a beautiful perfection at work governing what we receive and what we don't. And that's set up and part of these transmissions, it's encoded within them. The tremendous release of sadness. There is a real pouring back to the earth of collective grief. The stickiness of it. Ah. The muddiness. Ah, hey, if you teach that, ah, hey. So this is divine intervention and benevolent support so that we can align with the positive incoming vibratory state. Rather than be so very present with what's leaving, we can anchor with what's coming in. We feel divine intervention helping the sticky grief in the collective leave. Certainly in my personal fields, and I can feel the fields of a few of us who are connected here now. There's a real synergy in us being connected together. Doesn't matter if you're watching this now or later. There is an outside of time quality to this work that I can see at the moment. Visually, it's like really muddy stuff leaving us energetically. But the earth welcomes this. She's calling for it now so that we don't hold it in our fields. We give it back to her. And the energy and the element of earth charges up in our energy fields and refreshes and purifies and renews. There is a new song being woven, one that calls to the blood, to the bone, and reminds it that it vibrates with the rock and the stone, that calls to the flesh and the matter, to remind it of the loving dance within, between flesh and earth, soil and breath, blood and bone, rock and stone. To open to this is to allow phenomenal support, the very foundation of beingness. As human beings are once again invited, re-invited into the realm of earth consciousness, deepening through the denser dimensions. Once again, walking with oneness awareness, breathing with all that is, even in the thickness of form, of matter, of substance. The deeper the body drops into remembering oneness within the earth dimensions, the stickier some of those old templates, old patterns, old beliefs, old fears, and anxiety rise up as anxieties that it is not safe to walk in oneness within the earth. Let them rise. They are like the bubbles leaving. They are like the gloops of debris in the mud. Beloveds, you are being reformed. The hands of the divine that you are is re-sculpting all that you are from the inside out, changing your relationship with form, changing the nature of how you walk through your world. These are foundational times. You are once again at one in your roots with the roots of the earth, in your bodies with the soil of the earth, in your hearts, in your rhythms with the rhythms of the earth. Allow great change to happen within you. to support the next level change that is going to happen outside of you, in your externalized perceived reality. Let Gaia change and move and reform, for she is and will. Let go of your clinging to the mud banks of the river. Be slippy. Let yourselves go with the flow. Let yourselves. Let go, beloved. Just let go. All is a feat of re-engineering, but it is a changing state of consciousness that supports the re-engineering of the encodements within your DNA. The re-engineering of the encodements within your DNA support the shifting holographic projection of reality, and as each of you become healthier and healthier selves, by which we mean you enter your reconnectivity awareness as a vibratory state within the density of your physical dimensions, you support larger and greater and more graceful shifts in the physical reality of your external worlds. However, you must shift attention from looking for this change in your external world until you yourself change and make the obvious 180 degree flip and change your vibratory state so that what you are projecting enables the holographic conditions you wish to see made manifest, and allow these manifested changes to appear in your personal worlds first before they appear for the collective. Let your eyes rest on what is flowing to the front of your heart. What is in your consciousness now? What has the greatest mattering to your heart, to the very fundament and foundation of your being? Don't think of this, simply a call for it to flow to your awareness, as though you are the rock in the river and all of everything in consciousness is the flow. It's the river that flows, or it's the pond around you, and what is important flows to you. You don't have to reach or grab or analyze or construct. What is of greatest mattering in your world now? What do you need to do with this? Simply allow. Reforming is of the moment, this moment, what is supported. Resculpting is happening not from the mind that perceives problems when it looks outside itself, but from within, from the I who knows itself as the I that I am, the I am who is. Allow that resculpting to reform what matters most to you now, to bring it into alignment. With the truth of who you are, beyond the stories, below the layers, the overlays, the highest potential for harmony and wholeness within. We are the Syrians. We bring you the technological angles on the evolutionary shifts happening in the moment. We do support the re-engineering, and as we say, re-engineering follows a change of state, a shift in awareness, new vibratory activities. We leave you now in gratitude and with so much love. Thank you. So we're being invited to rest within, to feel the presence of ourselves, feet on floor, base of spine. And to breathe in from within, as though each breath is bringing in the gifts we may have opened to, and breathing them into our fields, into our bodies. And just as the heart knows, pumps blood to wherever it needs to go, and the system knows where everything goes, it's the same in this moment with these gifts. We're breathing in what's for us, letting ourselves be rewoven by the wholeness we already are, to align with that grace of what's coming in, and use this half moon meditation and channel transmission to make that choice to be with what's new rather than and what's graceful, what's whole and what's harmonious, to come down on that side and invite more of that into our experience. So thank you for being with that. Just a few tips now on taking it forward and walking with it in our days, so that what we've received in the meditation and through the transmission gets to be anchored as we take it into our days, as we walk into our days. My suggestion is simply to keep it simple. What comes? The moment of In between each activity, you're invited to take a moment to make the intention. I shift my awareness to my heart and center, the soles of my feet. I open to notice the physical sensations in these two places, and I'll take a breath. I breathe in from within what's forming now. I let go of what is not. And in that moment, to practice, if you wish, playing with that, keeping attention on noticing the sensation on the inside. How do I feel on the inside? And staying with and being present with whatever's going on the outside. So that helps us integrate whatever we've been through here and whatever we've opened to. So thank you. That's it for me from now. If you wish to, every new and full moon, we have the online group meditations where we dive into a deeper alignment, which integrates what we've been going through here, then please do visit the website. It's in the description below. And join with us for those journeys. And likewise, if you feel you could do with more one-to-one support, then we get in touch again, visit the website, just book a free consultation with me, and we can talk about how a session could support you. And if you just want to be kept up to date with the updates, then again, there's a link in the description to join the newsletter so you get more of these updates. And if you've liked this, please hit a like on the video so we can see you're there and we can connect. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.